Unicorns, or startups that have become billion-dollar enterprises. To get there is one of the big goals every entrepreneur should strive for, or so we've been told. But what if we raise the question, can we work together and create a community-driven unicorn? Welcome to Communicorn, the podcast where we explore different ways of building and engaging communities. We uncover the roles they play in driving social change, and we ask, what can we learn from social innovators who are reshaping the economy beyond profit? Let's build the future together. Hi, I'm Lotti, your today's host of Communicorn, and I'm happy to introduce you to Fabian Gebert, one of the co-leads of Geno Digital. Great to have you here, Fabian.
Thanks for having me.
And welcome to Communicorn. I first got to know you, Fabian, through your work at Viamarkt in Hamburg, a transparent and democratic supermarket. Fabian has founded several companies. One of them is a cooperative. He works also as a strategy consultant for startups and cooperatives and is involved in NGOs for example, regenerative agriculture. For today, we will be concentrating and exploring on his work at Geno Digital and how they approach community-driven innovation. At Geno Digital, you focus on the digitalization of cooperatives and how cooperatives can strengthen their approach through a vibrant community, free knowledge, and political work. Fabian, great to have you here. To begin with, I'd like you to imagine Geno Digital as a community picture or a scenery. How would you describe it?
So the Geno Digital community is a very colorful, a very vibrant community. So I'd imagine this picture to be quite diverse. You have different kinds of people. You have people with different ways of expressing themselves. You have people arguing about things. You have people debating. You have people in dialogue, thinking and co-creating. You'd also have plans because regenerativity also plays a big role in our community, plans as a symbol for that. And you would also have people helping each other and people asking for support. Because our community is quite resilient.
That's nice. So how would you describe it? Like you describe plans and community, where is it placed? Is it a big hall or a room?
I'd imagine is this as a broad area with a lot of possibilities, more like a green field, and people are experimenting and trying out new things.
Tell us also a bit more about Geno Digital as a brand or as a company. What do you do there? When was it founded? How many people are working there?
Geno Digital was founded by my colleagues Johanna and Matti at the beginning of the pandemic, when we all experienced the lockdown and the inability to operate a cooperative in Germany without meeting in presence. So Johanna and Matti decided it should be possible to lead a cooperative digitally, so via online meetings, emails, etc. This is when it all started, and within a few weeks, we had a support of 100 cooperatives signing the petition. And from there, Johanna and Matti developed the advocacy work, where they reached out to members of parliament, to members of the ministries, and at first were repelled and told, this isn't possible, this isn't even necessary, we want to have it as it is. But then when we built the community more and more, a year later, it was already 300 signatories, then it really kicked off. And it was a long fight to get there, but last October, we were able to get the most important changes to the cooperative law in Germany regarding digitization into one of the big laws that actually covered bureaucracy. So we were able to get that in there. And since this year, the cooperative has become the most digitalized legal entity in Germany, even more than the limited or GmbH. So this is both a community effort because we only were able to get there due to the support of all the cooperatives that were also asking for change, and also the initiative of Johanna and Matti, who founded Geno Digital.
Mm-hmm. So how would you describe the overall goal of the company Geno Digital? Is it the digitalization or is there something else?
Yeah, there is something else. So we started with this goal of digitization as a necessity to make the legal entity attractive again. Because a cooperative is very suitable for entrepreneurs who don't just want to create business, but also have a community in mind already. So it's, in a way, it's a combination of a business and a foundation. So you have a community, but you also have a business that serves the community. It's perfectly suited for that. But if it's not accessible, because you have to meet in presence and all that, there won't be no renaissance of the legal entity. So this was the prerequisite for all of the future impact that we aspire. So this is where what we have reached last year, and where we're going next. Mainly, what we currently would do is hosting events where all the cooperatives get together and they discuss what are best practice to operate, to found cooperatives, to inspire people to join cooperatives and to create an impact using cooperatives. And we see our role largely as a facilitator of these events and of the community. And the next step, once we know better where are the levers of change within the whole ecosystem, where are groups of people that could potentially create an impact with things that they already want to do, such as regenerative agriculture or social housing, of doing finance and all that. Once we have that, we will likely transform into a different company again. So we started with this political focus. We currently have the community facilitation focus, and we will then develop products to leverage what comes up in the community work.
Mm-hmm. How would you then describe impact of Geno Digital? Like, how do you measure it, and what is the final destination of the company?
We have some technical KPIs, sort of. So currently in Germany, 23 million people are member of a cooperative out of 83 million people. That's quite a lot, you would say, but most of these people are members of banking cooperatives or housing cooperatives. So the specialized cooperatives are a lot smaller. And one of our goals is to double that. So we want to have 50 million people as a member of a cooperative. And we currently have around 8,000 cooperatives in total in Germany. We used to have 50,000 just 100 years back, but there's potential for a lot more. So we also want to increase that number. But these are obviously just the technical facts. So there are very different ways to run a cooperative. You can either just run it very similar to a business. You still have your community, but you don't care too much about it. You just run the business side and you focus on that, and that's it. And some cooperatives have got there also due to the cultural change in business that we see overall. And we think that we can also facilitate change there. We can also inspire them to change. And for that, we don't really have metrics so far, but this is also something that where we see an impact from our work. So we already see people moving from a very conservative stance to a more progressive. People join our events that wouldn't have joined them a year ago. So there are different areas of
impact. How would you describe progressive trend? Like, what makes it progressive?
I think the what makes it progressive is that people don't have their particular responsibility and their particular role in mind, but they have a broader view of what is going on. So for instance, you don't regard your job as a board member of a cooperative just as a legal duty, and just as a job that's to be done because you're getting paid, but you also have aspirations such as involving the members of the cooperative, trying to implement the desires of the community into your agenda. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens on the more progressive spectrum of cooperatives. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
You mentioned community or the facilitation of community as one of the central goals at the time. How would you describe the role of community at the moment at Geno Digital, and how is it formed? Like, what makes the community of Geno Digital at the moment? Are there special key players that need to be there, or is it a vibrant community because of you told us that the room is filled with people who are there because of a reason. They want to influence the agenda setting of the field, for example. Mm-hmm. How would you describe more the role of the community?
Mm-hmm. I think I describe it like this. So last year, this was the first time in July that we hosted a bar camp, a big open space event for 70 people. And until then, we only hosted online events. We had a few meetups, but small ones. And we really messed up the intro of the whole event. And the intro is usually the most important bit of bar camp because you're setting up the schedule and all that. But this didn't matter at all for the outcome of the whole event due to our really, well, inspiring and active and self-responsible community. So some of them stepped up, took over leadership for the atmosphere. They brought in great sessions, great topics, and we bring together the people, but we don't solely create the atmosphere. This is always co-created with every one of them. And that's what makes it special, in my opinion. And I can't really tell you what exactly the special ingredient is, why that works, but this is just our observation. And I think we know who to invite to have a good event, and we always do that. But how this works exactly, I don't know.
And who are key players, for example, to invite to create a good atmosphere?
We usually pick members of cooperatives that have special history. So they belong to small worker co-ops, or they belong to multi-stakeholder co-ops. They operate in areas that are not so commonly operated by cooperatives. They have a different approach towards their industry. So they want to do things differently than other cooperatives in the same field. So it's basically a bunch of cool people that we... Yeah, that we know.
And how do people get involved? Like, are there other events? You mentioned digital events you also host. And are there other points of interaction you would describe as central for your community?
Yeah, so in order to build the community, we usually start with some must-have of the people. So if you sign up for Geno Digital, there's something that you really need, and this is why you sign up. So for instance, you really want your potential members to become part of your cooperative, not by signing a letter, but by filling out an online form. That's something that you really need, and this is how you stumble upon Geno Digital. But once you've experienced how we interact with the people and how and what the benefit is of the community, you also want to become part of the community. So the initial experience of the community is usually triggered by something that you really need. And this is what we still do. So for instance, we have one of the members of our community has initiated an open letter calling for democracy and diversity for cooperatives. And we have 100 cooperatives that have signed this letter. And they all came for the reason that they support democracy and diversity. But now we're inviting them to also get an experience of our community. And from there, this is where the journey begins. So yeah, this is how it works for us.
Is it a structured or formalized process to get them involved? Or just an emotional bonding and they say they want to be part of Geno Digital?
We have a standard process, like a lead funnel, but we also have a non-standardized one. So the standardized is you somehow stumble upon our website, You check out the content. You sign up for the newsletter. You get an invite for a community call. You go there. And once you've experienced that, you probably go to a bigger event. And the non-standardized are linked to campaigns that we have, such as this open letter.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the community further? I want to try to dive a bit deeper into the meaning of community for you. You described it as a vibrant community in the room that fills up the space. Is it more like a movement or part of your community as a whole? Is it a network maybe also? What kind of word comes to your mind to describe it?
I think it's a mixture of all these different kinds of communities. So if you really want to look with this classical economical lens on it, you could even argue that our community is a market in a way. So we have offerings such as events or content and calls and all that. We offer this to the community and we see that there's a certain resonance for topics and for certain there's none. This is true for some parts of the community and they are in this mindset. And this is perfectly fine for us because this is just how things are and we really enjoy that they are with us. For other parts of the community, it's really different. So they regard themselves as an active part of the community and they want to co-steer where Kino Digital goes. And sometimes this even overwhelms us because we do this professionally and our community does this voluntarily and they sometimes step up with ideas and we have to moderate that. So it's really difficult to pinpoint this on one aspect. It's really a mixture and there's a dynamic between that. So it's more like this horizon model. You have horizon 1, 2, 3. Some of them are H3 and some are H1. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just mentioned community involvement in, for example, agenda setting or decision making. How would you describe how is the community involved in those kind of things?
So for some decisions, we have a deep involvement. So the political agenda that we initially set up when the whole initiative started, this was co-created by approximately 50 cooperatives. And these days, it really depends on what's to be decided. So sometimes it is complicated to involve everyone in the co-creation bit, but we at least try to have some sort of sociocratic process, consent. I don't know, where you have a suggestion and people can give feedback and describe what they wanted to be changed, and then it goes on. But sometimes we don't even involve the community at all because it really depends on what needs to be decided. So there's currently no formalized way of doing that.
Mm-hmm. In the context of scaling, how would you describe, is the community there an advantage or an instrument, or does it even hinder some processes?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we are 4 people at Kino Digital and we don't want to grow within our team currently. But the bigger the community gets, if you still want to know the people, you also would want to grow the core team, perhaps. I think we currently address this problem by creating different communities in different regions and different industries. So this event that I described, this Barcamp product, we have run this twice and we have now 3 further events that are already planned for this year and next year. And the attendees of those events will be completely different from the ones that we already had. So whenever we do this, in a way, a new community gets created. But of course, there are still people who always follow us, regardless of what we are doing and where we are hosting events. And that group so far hasn't grown too much because they are also there for a reason, what they want to achieve, but they're also looking for this resonance and for the connection and for the empathy. And it's really difficult to scale that. So I think there's a natural limit for that, and that's perfectly fine. And for the political work, this is not a limit for us. So we can still do that, even if we scale just by the numbers. So we have a new argument for politicians. Look how many people have attended our events, so this is really strong supporter base, etc. But for the quality of the community, we have to look towards how can we keep the quality up. Mm-hmm. Because things are getting more formalized and we have introduced processes to avoid doing mistakes again and all that. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So maybe your scaling mechanism is also something to go deeper into the community work next to growing in other contexts or places, right?
Yeah.
We are now coming more to the end, but I have one question I wanted to ask. Are there some new directions or challenges, dreams you want to face in the future, you dream about, so you want to go there as Geno Digital?
Yeah, I think so. We have a team meeting every other month and we have a check-in how we're doing there. And I'm not the only one on the team raising this impact question at almost every team event, because this is just something that's really one of our core desires why we have founded or joined Geno Digital. But it's sometimes so difficult to achieve that because you have so many steps down the road before you actually see an impact. And if you want to play the devil's advocate, you could say, all right, so Geno Digital, this is just a nice experience and a vivid community and all that. But once people leave the events or the calls or have signed the letters, they just return home and do business as usual. it's not that I believe that, but this is potential outcome. And it's really difficult to control that because you're always embedded within a culture and you're embedded within business norms and all that. So for us, the aspiration to really have a positive impact and to contribute to a cooperative world that is regenerative and resilient, that's really something that we really want to achieve. But we have to be humble and also patient to get there. And I think that's one of the challenges that we are facing.
Mm-hmm. So coming now to the end, let us play a little end game. If you had to decide or position your organization in the spectrum between enterprise, impact, and community, where would you position yourself in the triangle? Is there something that drives you more to the enterprise side of Geno Digital or something that drives you to community? What are your reasons to position yourself there?
I think we are driven more towards the enterprise area because we see that there's a huge potential to drag people from the enterprise sphere to the community sphere. And we started from the community angle. So I'd say I would position us at 60-70% towards the enterprise edge.
Interesting. Yeah, that brings us to the end of this conversation. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences with us. That concludes one episode of Communicon. We've explored new ways of building impact through community. Now it's your turn. Take these insights and challenge the status quo and shape the future with us. Let's create, connect, and make a difference together. See and hear you next time.